This is Barry Miller. Happy to be back with you. Part of the Barry and Larry Show. And we have now Larry, the consumer guy's view.
Well, Barry, before we get started, I do want to remind people about the investment seminar coming on January 25th at 10:30. If you have any interest at all in possibly looking at investing in residential real estate, you really need to attend this seminar and learn the process so you understand it, even if you decide later not to go any further. So please give us a call and register for this seminar at 833-442-2779.
Oh, fair enough, Larry. No, you bet. And this is your time. This is your view. And you have a view today for the smart and savvy home investor. This is the home investor buyer, step number six. Tell us about that, step number six.
Okay, step number six is present and negotiate each offer. And my tip for today, always work with your investment team leader and hotspot real estate agent to negotiate a fair offer. You have already set your investment parameters for price and timing, and you have also properly prepared your offer. In this step number six, you want to always be smart, calculating, and fair to your investment objectives, and also fair to the seller. So, communicate your fair parameters so this particular property, for this particular property, and let your investment team present and negotiate your offer within those parameters without a lot of interference from you. That's Larry's view.
Whoa, okay. You're putting us as consumers in the right spot, the driver's seat, when it comes to objectives, that they should be our objectives, but not the driver's seat as far as the negotiating. Larry, I like that. That's I as a longtime agent and consumer advocate, certainly do agree with that. I have a question. Based upon, again, you've bought 11 homes, do you believe that an experienced investment team leaders not only make the purchase of the investment go smoothly, but do they really save you significant amounts of money or make you significant amounts of money?
Oh, absolutely yes, Barry. Negotiating takes a lot of experience and training to be truly effective. And my experience tells me that very, very few real estate agents have these skills, and even fewer use these skills to assist buyers to acquire investment property.
Yeah, you emphasized experience and training. You know you have my support on that because very little training is going on in the industry anymore. It's really a shame. Nationwide, not just in Colorado, it's all over. Very, very little real training about negotiating. Very, very little training about listening. And you're saying that's very, very important because how could the agent know your parameters as a buyer, client, if they don't listen well, and then they have to negotiate on your behalf. If they don't know what your behalf is, you might get hurt.
You gave out the magic words, Barry, if they don't listen well. Mm-hmm. That's my big complaint about real estate agents as a buyer or seller. They don't listen to my wants and needs and my wife's wants and needs.
And I'm going to say to our listeners, that's Larry's view for today. Listen to it. Always work with your investment team leader and hotspot real estate agent to negotiate a fair offer. Thanks, Larry. Great view today.
Thank you, Barry.
You bet. Whoa, Larry, you did it. That's just a big one. I want to bring up something you said and see how it goes with our listeners. You said we should, this is how I heard it, we should get out of the way when our agent goes to negotiate on our behalf.
That's right. We should be smart enough to set the parameters for the agent and then let the agent figure out the best way to present the offer for us. They're much in a much stronger position than we are to make those decisions. Get out of their way and let them make the decisions based upon the parameters we set for them.
Do you mind if I apply some heat to our great consumer listeners?
Go ahead.
Some of you may not like this. You know what? If you don't trust your agent to do what Larry is suggesting you do, you have selected the wrong agent. You, the consumer, have gone with that friend of Aunt Matilda, and you're going to regret it. Admit that you regret it. Get out of that transaction with that agent and find another agent who, in the words of Kathleen, is loyal to you, who has fiduciary duties to you, only you, and who is committed, as Kathleen said just a few minutes ago, committed to your wants and needs. And Larry, that's what you, the consumers, say all the time. All these years, you've said, yes, that agent needs to be taking care of and looking out for and protecting my interests and gaining me the value that I am seeking.
Well said, Barry. I hope everybody was listening carefully because it will change the entire way you approach finding a real estate agent.
I like it, Larry. I mean, you, the consumer guy, you just get smarter and smarter all the time, and we want all of our listeners to gain that information, that savviness, so that when the day comes that they're a buyer of their next home, the seller of their current home, or an investor, that they know the process.
That's right. And Barry, you need to be prepared to get out of their way and let them do the job which they are hired to do for you. And if you're not trusting them, you were right when you said, get the heck out. Now, Barry, I've got a question for you. You've demonstrated time after time that you not only have these negotiating skills, but also that you will use these skills on every house that you work to help buyers acquire. Does it frustrate you that most buyers do not understand the skills that you bring to the table?
Larry, does it frustrate me? I break it into, your question causes me to break buyers into two groups. Those that are my clients, okay, very few of them frustrate me. We've worked out our situation long before we're on the at the negotiating table, long before they and I have developed a strategy. They understand what the strategy is. I have their okay at what the parameters are of that next move. They also know what the move is after that, okay? Mm-hmm. They know what a counterproposal is. They know how to prepare. They know what I think we're going to hear. So we're prepared for that next step. But does it frustrate me that most buyers, maybe even some listening, and that most buyers of homes and or investment properties don't understand the skill? Yes, it frustrates me. However, I'm a realist. Buyers have the opportunity to become informed when they listen to this show. They have to attend our boot camps for home buyers. They have to attend the upcoming seminar that's abroad. It covers all kinds of all the important details of what it takes to be a smart, savvy investor. And frankly, how easy it is when you select the right team. So it frustrates me that more consumers don't go a little bit further out of the way even to become informed. To become informed. Look, I said to probably five consumers just this week, this year, just since New Year's, I mean, that's just days ago, that realtors have earned the position of not being trusted. I mean, a gentleman was telling me about a friend at work saying, you called that guy from the Barry and Larry show? Well, that's one of those realtors. He'll take you through the ringers. And I told the gentleman talking to me, I said, your associate is 98% correct. Because 97, 98% of the realtors, agents, licensed anywhere will earn that reputation properly of not being trustworthy. That's my observation. That's my opinion. Oh, by the way, it's the opinion of tens of thousands of consumers every time Gallup does a poll on who do you trust and who do you not trust. The agents, real estate agents, come right next to near the bottom of the pile, the bottom of the pile, down below where the dirt is dirt and dirty, next to the used car salesperson, you know, who smokes in their face. But in any case, yes, it frustrates me that buyers don't do a little more when they know that the agent may not be trustworthy.
You know, Barry, I'm intrigued by what you're saying. If an investor simply is not comfortable moving at the rapid pace necessary to accomplish the goal, what should the investor do?
Now that's a tough one. That's an interesting one. Number one, the investor should not be pushed by any speed, any, what you said, rapid pace. The investor should not worry about somebody else's rapid pace. If the economy is, oh, you got to strike now or you're going to miss out, and you're not ready to strike now, you're not missing out at all when you back off and terminate that agent. Terminate that agent. Because if an agent is putting pressure on you, you do not have a legal agent. You have a con artist pushing you. Get rid of con artists. So it's not easy, Larry. Look, I get it. But guess what? Investors or buyers should never feel rapid pace, because they should be the ones, and in the case of true agents, genuine, fiduciary, trustworthy agents, the pace is set by the client.
Good point, Barry. The client is in charge, not the agent. Don't yield the ultimate control that you as a client have.
The you know how often I say, when you say that, I've said to you through the years, but clients don't want to be in charge. Yes, they do. Larry, you are right as the consumer guy. They want to be and need to be in charge of the price, the terms, and the timing. Now, the process is going to be led by the agent, but the process has to follow what? The price, the terms, and the timing set by you, the consumer.
Well said, and that ought to end this segment beautifully.
Well, then, Barry, Let's do it. If you're saying end the segment, you're the consumer guy. It's your time. Let's not end it without saying one more time, give Kaya a call. Get your reservation in for a phenomenal, fantastic seminar, 90 minutes, coming up Saturday, January 25th. It'll be held in the Tech Center. Lovely location. It's free. The munchies, the muffins, the good food, the tea, the coffee, it's free to you. The parking's free and convenient. It's free, 90 minutes to you. But you've got to register. You've got to take that step and be smart, be savvy. All it is information. No pressure, none. No follow-up seminars, none. No follow-up meetings, none, unless you want them, of course. But give Kaya a call now. He is standing by to welcome you at 833-442-2779. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back with the buzzards that are bothering your financial investment and the train wreck that could be headed your way if you let it.